My Uncle Miller's family, Granddaddy's youngest son, is in Europe right now as Megan is studying abroad. So they're visiting her in Europe. So they sent me these things that they would like to express. Miller writes, "I want to thank Dad for teaching me right from wrong. He was a man that saw things mostly in black and white, very little gray. He patterned what it meant to be a Christian man to me. He definitely was not without his light moments and sense of humor, though. I will love and miss him dearly." Connie says, "It's hard to know what to say. I do remember one of the first times I was at the Morrows, early in Miller's and my relationship. We were eating at the kitchen table and Gordon made a joke. I don't remember what the joke was, as I was thinking, is he really joking? I had never heard him joke before. At that point, I knew he was trying to make me feel welcome and a part of the family. I certainly have felt accepted since then. He was an extraordinary person and a wonderful man of God. To him, I owe much. I will miss him dearly." Hillary wants us to remember that Granddaddy always smelled like those Lifesaver mints, and that when she would get him to take a picture for her, that he would open his eyes really big and then look really goofy in the picture. She says those are the best ones. Megan says, "My fondest memories of Granddaddy were when he'd sit and watch Home Alone with me. It always made it more fun because he'd giggle and laugh at the best parts. I still watch that movie and think of him because I can remember the scenes that he would laugh or comment on. Most of all, I love that he always smelled of cinnamon and peppermint and occasionally aftershave. I know it sounds silly, but when I chew Trident cinnamon gum or eat a peppermint Lifesaver, I immediately think of him and how much he enjoyed them. He never went anywhere without either. I admire him because of his faith in God and his lifetime walk with God. I know I will miss holding his hand and his great deep voice when saying a prayer before our meal. My family means so very much to me. I know that Granddaddy will be remembered, and he always holds a special place in my heart."